Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, it really helps when you don't have the mute button on. I'm going to tell you right now, just so everybody knows, don't have the mute button on when you start your radio show. You're live in the coop with Jessica Ramirez and Laura May Perez, as soon as I can find her. In uno momento. Gracias por your patience. See here. Oh, I don't see her on the switchboard. That's all right, guys. I'm just going to go ahead and roll solo for a couple minutes until she gets on in. I'm sure she's doing mom duties. You guys know the chicks are moms. We've got duties. Mom duties, which is just like it sounds. It's all a bunch of duty. So I hope you guys are doing great. We missed you guys last week, and we just love you. And hope you had a wonderful week and a great summer. Oh, my goodness. In summer. Beautiful summer. I'm excited. Great time to have the kids home from school and to make up activities, like fun things, like, you know, wash mommy's car and, you know, do the laundry, those types of fun things. Those are the things we like to do in summer. I like to make my kids actually earn the vacation. You know, I figure if I've got a vacation going on, these kids are going to earn it. If we're going to go down and have some water time, and I'm going to have to pack the watermelon and the peaches and the drinks and the towels and all the little shim-shammers, guys, I'm going to get a fresh car out of this deal. And I want you to make sure you get the tires because that watermelon is heavy. All right, so listen, I'm looking here on the switchboard, guys, and I don't see Laura. So I'm going to... I shouldn't say that. You know, hey, we have a radio show. Come on. But it was another radio show, and... it was amazing. They had switchboard people running their boards. They had, you know, a producer running their stuff, hitting play and stop and go, somebody running their Facebook Live. It was Laura, and it was our big goal today to actually have Facebook Live running simultaneously with the blog talk. That didn't work. I tried. The thing is, I couldn't log in to the – I was trying to do it all from one device. I'm such a mom, right? It's like I have one device. Let's just make it happen, guys. Why do I need all these devices? Well, you do need more than one device to run this type of thing. But I thought I was smart. I thought, okay, I'm going to throw the phone on speaker. I'm going to, you know, get the, you know, Facebook logged in. And my phone was on overload. She's like me. She only had one cup of coffee, and she just couldn't do it. She was just buffering for days. So I'm just going to do separate blog talk and the number. Thank you again, guys, for your patience. Laura and I are professionals. All right, we'd like to keep you on the... You know, today's show, once I get Laura on, is called Meow with the Chicks. And it's a cute show today, guys. You know, I hate to do it solo. No, I love Laura, but you are in for a great show. So let me just text her this number real quick. Again, kind of missing the idea of having a producer and a... Have you? Let's see. Okay, let's screenshot this, guys. Watch this. Screenshot. Boom. Look at that. Then, what you want to do is you want to text the screenshot number to Laura in case she needs the login info. Sometimes we need it. 3 years later, maybe four. Season 3, episode 250,000. It feels like, and we don't know the login information. I can't. You know, Laura asked me for it the other day, and yeah. I just didn't have it. I mean, I only have so many brain cells. When you're a mom, you only have so many brain cells up there, okay? I can't on things like login information, all right? Just got to save it. All right, good. So I sent that to her. So she's going to pop in, guys, whenever she's ready, whenever she's done skinny baby Grayson or running around or just saving the world, you know, and she puts her cape away, she's gonna join us. But for now, it's just me and little tiny smoky kitten. Here. I wish you could see her. Say meow, kitten. Say meow. The most adorable little thing you've ever seen in your entire life. You know, we're building a house, guys. I know you know this. And we're building this house, and every day we go over there and do a little something. And one day I went over there, and this really sweet kitten, and even to back this up, this cat, I should say, this mama cat, 2 years ago, this little kitten came patio, and she just looked like she was near death. I think she got bit by a rattlesnake. And we didn't think she was going to make it. You know, once you get bit by a rattlesnake out here in Texas, you're in. There's no rattlesnake. They say there's like an anti something, whatever. No, that's not. Rattlesnake is no good. So anyway, we gave her some water and a little bit of food and just kind of curled her, and she kind of scurried off, never to be seen again, until she came back with a litter of kittens. And just number one about the resilience, just how good God is, and just the resilience of being able to be bitten by a rattlesnake and come back. But then to be a mom and to have a little litter of kittens. Oh, look, Laura, here. Okay, let me get this. Guys, thank you for holding. My bestie's here in the way. My bestie in the way. You know, I'm having a lot of buttons right now. There's a lot of buttons going on. She's my mom. I got this. Okay, Laura says here. Let me boop it a bop it a boop skins. Oh, you know what I got to do? I got to refresh it. Refreshing it. Feeling fresh and fresh in town. She says here, but I don't see you, Laura. See ya. I would have had these texts already sent back and forth, but Laura and I are older, and it takes us just a couple minutes. Let me tell her, I'll wait a second. You know what? I love this little voice thing. It's a little microphone right next to the space. You press it. She doesn't like it when I'm talking on the radio. Okay, I'll wait. Smiley face. Happy face. Maybe a balloon. Perfect. This is ripping, beautiful stuff. I really, you know what, guys? This should be a testimony to you that if you're like, I want to do something in my life, but I just don't know if I can, I just want to give you a small testimony and say just to do it. Look at Laura and I. Look what a mess we are. We're so wonderful. We're so cute. Here we go. She's coming on, guys. Get ready. Laura.
Hello.
Oh, the most beautiful voice in the world. I want to let you know, I did try the simultaneous Facebook Live while we were doing this on the same device. However, it was just buffering and it was just so bloated. She only had one cup of coffee and she couldn't do it.
Oh, bummer.
That's okay. I'm thinking,
cheap help.
What about
that's the problem with
laptops? Well, you know, I was saying. With Klepto and Rome, and it was so fun. It was like in the booth, and Laura, they had like producers in the back hitting buttons and gadgets, and oh man, fancy. It was very fancy.
So
but you
I
know what,
on...
Wendy, I think if we try. Oh, go ahead, sorry.
Well, I was just going to say on the radio show that I was on last week, I got interviewed by Up to Me Radio, and so I was doing that interview, and it was so funny because I call in and I'm like, oh, hi, my name is so-and-so. I'm the producer of the show. And I was like, what? What? That's just so fun. And then, you know, eventually my friend who had invited me to come on the show, she had come on. But it was a few minutes later, and she's like, guys, I have a producer who does the show, you know, who sets this stuff up for me. And so I just thought, goals. That's goals. Except, you know what? I never want to lose, like, the real stuff. You know, of course, baby crying. Why would I never want to have that in the background? I'm so sorry.
Good.
Come here.
Grayson. Oh. Grayson, come make our show amazing. Come make our show so amazing with your cuteness and your little coos. Oh, goodness.
13 months old and doesn't say a word. Not a mama, not a dada, not a baba. Oh, you say, ah. Oh, that's it, though, huh?
That's all you need.
That's it.
Laura and I were
ahead.
Talking about yesterday, and y'all, you know, I love when people listening to the show for a long time, they know that with Gideon, when he was the exact same age, the same thing, and even longer, and, you know, I love the patience, so it's like, but he's going to talk when God's ready for him to talk, or he won't, when he, you know, if he doesn't, if he's not meant to, and just now he's just, oh my goodness, I love him. He's like a mini-me. He's a mini-me. That's what happened. He turned into his Auntie Jessie. Grayson, are you talking to me over there, my sweet little... Anyway, listen, I think we should do laptops. Boom. Laptops and phones. Maybe you've heard of it. And I do have my microphone. In the new house, Laura, there's a special room that's just going to be for these types of fun things. So, you know, season 7 is going to be amazing, you know? And did you know that Survivor, the show Survivor, I have Netflix, There's like 30 seasons of Survivor. I am binge watching Survivor. I'm jumping all over the place, but that's what we are. We're like the Survivor of blog talk. You know, we're going to be like 30 seasons in.
I think I lost Laura. She says, oh, I'm back. Guys, has that ever happened to you? You're going on, you're just talking. Let me get back on, guys. There's buttons.
You know why he got so quiet, right? Because he put his little mouth right up to the phone and hit ding, end call.
I told him, that's like, how long was I talking? What kind of horrible friend am I?
I don't know, but I came back in to, like, I came back into binge watching Top Gun something. What? I want to hear this.
No, it was the Survivor series. You know, Mark Burnett, which again put him on our list with Kirk Cameron, put him on our list too of our dreams. Because guys, we know people like Jeff Foxworthy, 2012, whatever. The point is, Survivor has like 30 seasons on the Survivor. I'm binge watching it on that.
Nobody.
Hello.
Hey.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
I can.
Can you hear me? Yes. See, that was my turn. I don't know what happened.
Beautiful.
I thought it was Grayson. It was me. We're so funny, the two of us. You know what? I'm gonna dive straight into the show because I feel like maybe there's just an awesome message that the enemy's trying to block here, and you're gonna love the show. It's called, I named it Mia with Christian Comedy Chicks because I found these little kittens under our house, and there's like six of them with the mama, and it's so cute. I mean, they're adorable. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. I just want to make sure because I don't want to do like last time. I went on forever. Anyway, the point is, there was one kitten, Laura, and this one kitten was like emaciated. I mean, it was just really skinny and tiny, and you could see its bones through everything. It was the runt. And so, and there were seven kittens. And so with these seven kittens, you know, this little guy was, or little girl wasn't getting at any time, you know what I mean? Just needed some milk, and just the other kittens were clawing it off. And, you know, when I went there one day, it was just lying there limp. And normally when I come around the patio area, they all scatter, but this one just lied there. And the mom kind of, you know, pushed its legs a little bit and even looked at me and kind of meowed. You know, it was like mom-to-mom moment, like, please help me, you know. She's dying.
Oh, wow.
And just, I went to go pick her up, and her lifeless little body was just barely breathing. I mean, and I, you know, I'm bawling on the deck now. I'm like, you know, that's all my husband wants. I guess I'm sure it's another cat. Forget it. But he sees me crying, this cat, and he goes, I'll get a box. You know, just knowing that, oh, man, you know, my wife, and she goes, you know what I mean? The cat's in the ER. And, you know, we brought this kitten home, and my goodness, of course, immediately, you know, you go to feed the thing, and it's just like, you know, giving it a little droppers of milk, and now it's eating goopy food, and it kind of like, you know, growls over the bowl just a little bit because it's so used to, it's not used to having its own time around the food, and, you know, it's gotten bigger and fatter, and, you know, I just felt God speaking into me about how I'm not getting into the Word like I need to, and how I feel emaciated like this cat, you know, just lying there limp and dead, and, you know, not, can't even move sometimes, and, you know, just waiting for Jesus to come and pick me up, and, you know, I feel that, you know, that I can't even eat solid foods or couldn't even begin to. And I feel like he's like, babe, just a little bit. Just let me pour into you just a little bit, you know, before you get fattened up. And, you know, I see this little kitten, you know, over the food bowl just over the bowl now. And I'm like, Father, make me hungry for the Word like that. Make me so hungry for the Word that I'm just like, you know what I mean? And, you know, it just, it's so beautiful that there is so much life, you know, that is left. And, you know, and then losing the baby recently, you know, for me, and I know for you too, Laura, that, you know, God reminds us that I still, life is so precious to me, you know, and you are precious to me, and it's just beautiful. And so in loss and in everything, just don't give up hope in yourself. And if you feel like that little emaciated kitten, just meow, you know, just lying there, just call out to the Father, you know, just to come pick you up, and he will. And feast on the Word. You know, we're starving sometimes. My bones are showing, not literally, not literally, you know this, because I need to. And you know, my dog has taken on the role of, like, mother kitten, like, licking this kitten. It's adorable. I mean, it's so cute. And just and she curls up on you. And so I just curl up with somebody. And, you know, I want to curl up with you when it comes to getting into the road and when it comes to getting back to blog talks and Facebooks where we're sharing our stories and being bold and brave. And it just it's a beautiful thing. Get our little purr machines on. So, yeah, that's my kitten story. Yeah.
Okay, well, my take on your kitten story, as you were saying it, is I thought about how we do view ourselves as that weakling, that emaciated, that not strong enough to compete with the others, and how we're tempted to look at our weaknesses and think that those make us useless to God and that those make us of no value to the kingdom. And quite the opposite, the gift of God is so great because of the strength that it gives us. And the gift of strength to someone who's already strong is no big deal. And so to those who might be saying, I'm too life-worn, I am too far gone, I am too, you know, without hope. Like, no, you have not gotten yourself out of the candidacy for God's program. Like, you have absolutely qualified yourself for first spot in line. And he loves to come and pick us up and to bring us to the well of living water, to bring us to that food that never ends. And I just, as you were saying that story, I just could see it happening. Mainly because I watch all your Facebook lives. So it literally was like taking all those previous videos and making my own little movie in my head. Cause I've seen the kittens even, on one of your lives. If you guys haven't seen them, go check them out. Oh, my word, they're so cool. And you can see the progress on the house. Y'all, this is the house that we were talking about a year ago, 2 years ago. Craziness. Go watch the videos. Anyway, then you can, like, play actual video footage in your head while she's telling these stories like I do. But I watched you, like, gently scooping that kitten up, and I thought, you know, there was no judgment. There was no, why don't you fight harder? Like, why don't you have the skills that everybody else has? And all of these lies that we tell ourselves, you weren't looking at but we figure, right, that culture is looking at us judging, and unfortunately, we live in a sinful, fallen world that a lot of times people do, in their sin, judge us and pressure us, and, you know, why isn't your devotional life better? Well, churches, y'all, churches are so guilty. Sometimes they are worse than the outside. I'm telling you, the heathens will be kinder to you than the church people some days. And that breaks my heart, and that is not how it should be. So if you have been done wrong, you know, by someone in church or someone in a position of spiritual authority, let me just tell you that is not right, and that is not how it should be. And don't judge all of Christianity or all of, you know, spirituality through Christ by that one person. Like, that is
the
default model.
Some of us, like, we all fall short.
That is that's a misprint. That is not how it should be. But when I saw in my mind you scooping up that kitten, there was nothing but love and nothing but hope for what could be. The tears were because you wanted a better future, and that's just how God does to us. Like, when we say, God, I have no strength left, I literally cannot even come to you on my own because I have nothing left. And as that little kitten is there with its shallow breaths, you're like, hey, I'll come to you, you know? And I love that verse that says, call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you do not know. And so God promises that he will come to us. And we just have to call. I mean, and sometimes there's nothing left, and sometimes God will send somebody else to pick us up and bring us to him because he knows that we lack the strength. But if you're feeling like you are inferior today and that you are hopeless and that you're without value, just know that God wants to scoop you up like that, and that is endearing to his heart. He longs for you to be whole. So he's not going to judge you. He's going to pick you up, and he's going to pour into your life like you guys are. And I love that the kitten's eating food. And I'm sure that Mike is a little bit like, oh, what did I do?
Get out of here. Once it curled up next to his beard, it was over. You know, and that's what you said, Laura, about, like, the other kittens, too. I mean, in life, I think we do that. We treat this runt like what we consider the sinner. Like, number one, we all fall short of the glory. If I get a tattoo, Laura, it's going to say all, capital A, capital L, capital L, fall short of the glory. But what happens as Christians sometimes is that, you know, we're a fatter cat.
you know, yeah, you know, our spiritual life might be stronger, we become fatter, you know, and, you know, on mom when it becomes the nursing, we start scratching off everyone else who isn't, you know, as fat as us, you know what I mean? Nah, they're not as good, they're not as good. We scratch them off, and they become weaker and meeker and weaker until they begin to not even try anymore. They don't even go try anymore because they've been scratched off so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you are a fat cat, well, I think you know what I mean, fat kitten. Hey, there's times in my life where God's helped me to be a fat kitten. You know, sometimes I've been a lean, you know, emaciated cat. But remember that, you know, if somebody looks meeker than you, encourage them to the, you know, and I love this, and I just opened this up right now because this is what I mean by getting into the word for me. This is from 1 Peter 4:10. God has given each of you a gift. Use it to help each other. This will show you God's loving favor. God has given each of you a gift. Use it to help each other. This will show you God's loving favor. You know, when somebody comes to the Lord, they might be emaciated, full of parasites and fleas, bones hanging out. And if you call them to the, you know what I mean, the teat, okay? Call them to the word. Help them, nourish them. That is helping. That's showing God's love. God will give you favor. And, you know, it's just, it's so beautiful. You know, it really, really is. And we've all experienced different parts of our lives. And, you know, sometimes when you're the neat cat, you look at all the other fat cats like, oh, I couldn't do that. Don't even compete. Don't do that. It's the words for everyone. The food is for everyone. The nourishment is for everyone. Everyone in every position, in every part of life. There isn't no one that God said it's for everyone. He wants us to break bread with everyone and sit down and talk about Jesus' love with everyone. And that's really hard. I mean, it's easy to say, but it's really hard. And so I'm just grateful for a little kitten left, you know, and opportunities to see that, man, sometimes I'm a fat cat. So I'm going to be real. If I'm going to be honest, sometimes I'm a fat cat, you know. And what have I done today to bring someone to nourishment? What have I really done? Or have I been the one scratching their eyes off, you know, and thinking bad thoughts and, you know. So God, help me to be the one that, you know, brings somebody forward to give the nourishment and to make me stronger. 5 minutes of quiet time. Would you pray?
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to say thank you for this time. I want to thank you that imperfection is okay. I want to thank you that you allow us to be used. God, we sometimes are those skinny little kittens here in our radio show without fancy microphones and with babies shutting phones off and just all kinds of crazy. And yet you're like, hey, I'll take what it is that you have to offer. Just offer me what you have. I'm never going to ask you to offer what is in someone else's hands. I only ask you to offer what is in your own. And I thank you, God, that this radio show can be a sacrifice of our love and praise to you, that when we come together, that you already know our weaknesses, that you already know the problems that we had yesterday that are hopefully maybe going to give someone inspiration today. You know the weeks that we miss because our families and our other commitments are just pulling us in other directions. And you don't judge us for when we cannot come. And you know, you see our hearts. I love so much that the Bible promises that you evaluate us based on our hearts. And so we bring this to you today, our show today, our third season. I don't remember what episode, maybe 23. Yeah. I think we're on 23. So 323. And I just thank you that this small offering that we have to send up to you would be something that would bless your heart and that it would bless your people in the process. I thank you for the video that I watched the other day on Facebook. Thank you for all the inspiration that can be found on Facebook videos. About a man who said, you know, what kind of leader you want to be, go out on a Monday and find three people and get them to believe in you. And then on Friday, go out again and find three people to get them to believe in themselves. And ask yourself, which day did you feel like a better leader? And I would ask God that we don't get anyone ever to believe in the Christian Comedy Chicks. That the Christian Comedy Chicks would be a duo of gals who want nothing more than to show people how their God loves them and to let them know how much we believe in them. And that is our heart for Christian Comedy Chicks. God, that you would allow us to just speak life and encouragement and blessing and courage and joy into the lives of all who listen. that they would know that someone believes in them. So to the person listening right now who before this episode said, God, nobody believes in me, can you whisper to their hearts, we believe in them? And I will tell them right through the speaker, I believe in you. And I know Jessica believes in you, and even more important than that. Yes, go for it, Jessica. Even more than that, God, that God believes in you. And that if you are still here, you still have a purpose. God, thank you for that little kitten. Thank you for your perfection. Thank you for saying that even if we quit praise, if we quit praising you, the rocks would cry out. And that if we open our eyes and look around, you are everywhere. Thank you for opening Jessica's eyes and her heart and her mind to see you in that kitten. God, let us see you everywhere, please. Everywhere and in everyone, let us see what you are doing and help us to be a part of what you are doing. We pray that in your name. Amen.
Amen. With 3 God minutes to spare.
Woo!
Nice. Man, you know what? I love that. And I love that. Hey, listen, believing in yourself is a tough one for me, too. Like, if you're out there struggling, thinking, oh, I don't know what we're talking about. You know what we do? Every, you know what? There are some Wednesdays, guys, we don't show up. And the strictly reason for me is because I just don't, I can't muster it up. You know, I just feel sometimes just down, like, oh, man. You know, and it's a battle. We battle, too, every day. But we get that. We ask God, you know, pull me back up, put some armor back on me. So I want to let you know, if you are struggling and you're listening, you're not alone. We're not coming to you from a place of like, oh, yeah, guys, we got it together. We're a hot mess. So we just love you guys.
Right.
And we love that we're in it together. I think it's awesome. Well, you guys can follow our flight on Facebook, of course, on Christian Comedy Chicks. We are going to eventually try to do simultaneous, which, you know, would be kind of cool. But no, one day. But check us out on there and like our page. That would be phenomenal. And, of course, we just thank you guys for listening in. You are amazing. If you are listening right now, we really do love you. And we love that we can spend eternity with you, which is just going to be awesome. We're going to get a lot of high fives going on in heaven, which is going to be awesome. You guys can ride my eagle if you want. I'll give you a ride. I'm an eagle.
And hey,
anyway,
if you're not sure, you know, if we say, hey, we'll meet you in heaven, and you just don't know for sure, and you want to know for absolute certainty that you are going to heaven and that you have a home there, message us, please, on Facebook. And we would love to discuss that with you and help you know and to pray with you and make sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, really cool requests that we get in. I'm honored. I'm the worst at responding, but I am a great prayer. I will pray, and Laura's amazing. But I love it, and send them, and we will lift you guys up, because that's what we're meant to do. You know what? One more minute. I'm going to read the verse again. God has given each of you a gift. Use it to help each other. This will show you God's
amen. What verse is that?